Welcome back. Welcome back. 11 minutes past two. And yes, this is Teal, the sunny side on 92.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Constance. So let's talk about children. Let's talk about parents. Let's talk about caregivers. Let's talk about love. Let's talk about spoiling. Yeah. So there is that line that some parents find really, really hard. Really, really hard to draw. That line called spoiling a child. And I'm not talking about, you know, young parents. I'm talking about even grandmothers. Yeah. Old people. They struggle with it as well. So someone might be thinking, oh, well, spoiling a child, it's all these young parents. All these young. Nah, it's not just the young. It's everybody I'm talking about. All right? So, but although when we talk about, usually when this kind of conversation comes up, we're looking at, you know, the young children. We're not talking about children of God. You know, the kind of context I'm referring to right now? Yes, exactly. All right. So, parents, they have a responsibility, and that responsibility is very glaring. Provide for your children. Protect your children. Cater to their needs. So that's your job. That's your responsibility. You brought a child into this world. You're going to adopt a child to make them your child. A child is under your care. You provide for them. You take care of them. So a lot of parents take pride. They derive so much joy in making available the things their children need. Of course, shelter. They have provided shelter for the kids. In fact, the children have their own separate rooms. It's such a thing of pride for some parents that we're not all managing one bedroom. No, but that at least the kids have one room to themselves. It's a thing of joy for a lot of parents. And for some people, all the kids have their own rooms. So providing for our children, protecting them from harm, from the challenges of life, from the unforeseen things, being able to keep them in that atmosphere where things don't just happen to them because you are protecting them by what you've put in place, the kind of house you've made available for them, the kind of school you ensure they go to, or the kind of hours you put into spending time with them. So some parents go as far as deciding that one person has to stay home and ensure that your eyes are 100%. Is that even possible? I don't know. I don't think so. But hey, you get what I mean, right? That your eyes are on these kids. So in trying to do that, or in doing that, some parents often slip and find themselves spoiling a child, making a mess of something that shouldn't have been a mess. You're raising a child, and this child cannot stand up for himself. This child cannot even voice what they need, because before the needs arise, you have made everything available. So the child can't even say, this is what I need, this is what I want. That's on one side. And then on the other side, or on the other hand, there are also children who want everything and say everything they want anytime they want it, because they know that the moment they open their mouth to say I want, woo, it's available. Of course, there's also this thing about, especially young children, that they are selfish. Or should I say self-centered? I mean, everybody has that thing in them. But children, mostly, the newborns, they don't know about any other person but themselves. All right? So So the children and their wants and their desires and their needs and their give me's and their make available for me, always wanting. So some parents are caught in that web of making everything available. And I'm not talking about just the rich people. I'm talking about even people that are seemingly poor. They so pamper, so protect, so provide in the way they can for their kids that the children are spoiled. Yeah. So how can parents draw the line between loving their kids and spoiling them? You need to provide for your children. I heard someone say that, it was actually a colleague before now, she mentioned how a certain time in the home, they didn't have some things. And rather than do the usual, go and buy things in bags, in cartons, and, you know, stock up everywhere, she said, no, we're going to buy it one-one. So that they will know that this milk that people have been carrying in big, big container, that they actually sell small, small sachet. Uh-huh. So that you will know that this rice, that whenever you want rice, rice is available. No, that you actually buy it in cups in the markets. Not that they're trying to get their children to start thinking about poverty, but just for them to have an idea that life is not always, if you want it, you get it. There are times when you can't get it. But you can also get it another way. If you can't get it in this amount, you can also get it in a smaller amount. So that's that person. How can parents draw the line between loving their kids and spoiling them? These days, we have a lot of kids whose parents have made available tabs and phones to keep them busy. Yeah. And to entertain the kids. And some people will say they are learning material. They are learning with it. And this learning that does not ever end. And some parents find themselves in that situation where they cannot now tell the child, drop your tab and come and eat. Or drop your tab and go and sleep. So how can caregivers draw that line between loving their kids and spoiling them? Discipline is something that is very necessary in bringing up children. It is very important. Some people don't know how to instill discipline. Some people, they're more like handicapped because of the kind of person they are married to. One person is trying to bring control, is trying to bring discipline to help the children behave properly, and the other person sees it as, no, you're trying to stifle the rights of my children in their own house or in their own home. So it becomes a struggle. All right, let's show them love, and then you spoil them. So how do you draw the line between loving your child and spoiling your child? And then some people even say spoiling a child with love. Can you spoil a child with love? Love is a good thing, right? Love is a good thing. Even the Bible encourages us to love. Even our enemies. I mean, how much more your children? Love them. But in loving them, do you get to cause them more harm than good with the way you're loving them? Back to the question again. How can a parent, or how can parents, draw the line between loving their children and spoiling their children? Have you seen those parents who will not allow a child that just started walking to actually walk? Oh, no, they won't let that child walk because she will fall. He will fall. What if he falls? What if she falls? The child has everything it takes to fall, get up, cry, and be fine. But no, he's still tender. All right, let's talk. 070-0923-0923. If you are a parent, please talk to us. Tell us what you're doing to draw that line between loving your child and spoiling them, to ensure you don't spoil them just because you're loving on your children, which of course is very, very important. You need to love your child. And children also thrive in a loving environment. All right, send those messages via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Hello? Okay. Please do well to call back. And then you can also leave a message on Facebook. We're live there. Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. And you can tweet at Nigeria Info PH. And then one more question. Is there such a thing as too much love? Can you say you've loved this child, or this child has been loved too much? Love is too much, and that's why the child is the way they are. Is there anything like too much love? Can love actually be too much? Remember, we're talking about children. Before you start twisting this love, because usually some people, when they hear the word love, they start thinking romance. But that's not what we're discussing, right? Okay, 070-0923-0923. 070-0923-0923. And then for WhatsApp, you can send me messages there, 0809-030-6416. I don't even know why this person is sending me a message about candidates and debates. Okay. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, please?
My name is Paulinus. I'm Paulinus from Nigeria.
All right, Paulinus, go on.
Okay, so talking about the parenting and, of course, loving a child and possibly going to the extent of spoiling the child, it's very possible to overlove or spoil a child with love. I've seen it like, let me just give you a story that was told of a woman who over-pampered her male child. And he was engaged into armed robbery. So during the process of prosecution or execution, he said he wanted to have a word with his mom. And the mom came. He bites the ear of the mother. And he said, that is the mother can do. Because you saw me doing all these things when I was young, and you never, and you allowed me to continue. And this is where I am ending my life. So it is very possible to spoil a child with love.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. We have commercials to stay tuned.
Different ideologies.
And different perspectives.
Share your views on the sunny side.
The sunny side.
92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
So we're talking about loving versus spoiling our kids. Where do you draw the line? So in the Bible, it is stated that if you spare the rod, you spoil the child. And some people took it literally. And decided, we will flog you so that you will not spoil. Okay. Hello, you're welcome to the show.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Zion.
And thank you for this time topic. Finally.
You're welcome.
Now, as parents, we have this soft spot for our children. In fact, all our hustling now, all your struggle is for the children. For only me and you, who can just go stay on the blue flat and rest ourselves, flex our life. But because of this thing, we work extra time. We take part-time jobs and the rest. And as a father, whose duty is even lies on your hands, how much conversation do you have with them? Because they need visa. You just go and collect everything and eat and go. You allow them to talk carelessly. You allow them to misbehave as in talking to people rudely. They don't greet their seniors or respect their elders. No. And I think one other problem we have again is our drama. And my mom is like, she's guilty of this one. See, when my mom handles us as her own children, she can't handle the grandchildren like that. She can't. Oh, don't touch them. Leave them. They are children. Really? Really? And if we keep allowing these kids to have access to everything they so wanted, that would be a problem. Like in my house, the kids have the prerogative to tell us what we need to eat, which is our menu. Mm-hmm. No, I don't want the kids. I don't want to eat this one. Go and prepare this. In fact, there was a day I decided to allow them because it happened. Ada, I don't want to show no girl. I want to eat indomie. After Ada, I prepared everything. So to avoid that, we gave them the prerogative. Whatever you want to eat for today, tell her that on time. And there's a thing they did one day that honestly, I zeroed my mind, it won't happen again. Daddy wants to go out. Okay, you guys just check the drawer. And they come and say, that money is not enough for. I say, why? So sometimes you want to go with us, won't go with us. Ah, really? Okay, if we should take 30K. Look at what they ask you. What are we going to do with 30,000 naira?
Wow.
I think what?
Wow.
You know, the first thing, I'm telling you, okay, take the card. I just have to maybe I they are like two or three, one because they go much. Don't eat now. Guess what? When I start receiving the debit alert,
did you call your doctor? Did you call your doctor to say I needed to come over, come check my blood pressure?
Exactly, come back home. Look at the limitation. If I've allowed that thing to continue, today I would have wrecked, they would have wrecked me. And when they came home, I told them, look, when I was at your age, my mother did not give me such privilege. Neither did my father give me such privilege. So this thing must stop. If you want to go out next time, this is the limited amount you guys are going to spend. If you want to do this, this is the limit. So I put boundaries for this kid. And I think that is what we parents should do. If we don't put boundaries and limitations, we will end up spoiling them. And they just like this, after all, that's how we do in our house. Mm. That's how we do in our house. Why won't we do it here? No, in our house, we do the right thing. So you must also do the right thing outside because you are the sons and daughters of Mr. Zion. So I think parents, especially the fathers, have a lot to do when it comes to raising up these children so that they don't become so naughty. Mm-hmm. They started washing their pants on this now. They're on this now. I'm telling you, not watching the children. Use your hands. That is how we get trained. So I think these are the things already called. The culture of Africans is already in them. So, Mr. Zion.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Mr. Zion. Spoil, diminish or destroy the value or quality of something. And it also means harm the character of someone, especially a child, by being too lenient or indulgent. That's another meaning of spoil. Interesting. So from loving your child to harming the character of this child. So it then becomes, maybe I could call it a sin. If a child is spoiled, it means the parents have sinned. Because what did you do? You just harmed the character of this child. Not of the child's own doing, but by your own undoing of this child as a parent. By being too lenient or indulgent. And so I ask again, how can parents draw that line between loving their children and spoiling them? And Mr. Zion says, by creating boundaries. All right, Thank you. Hello, the Sunny Side. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What's your name?
This is Ifeoluwa.
Sorry, could you say that again?
I think it's Ife.
Did you say Ife?
Yes, Ife.
Okay, go on.
Okay. So, given what you're discussing there, love chastises, love disciplines, love rebukes. If love does do all of these things, no love. Love teaches a child to be responsible. I made that child to be responsible for his or herself. Love isn't love. Love say yes and say no when the need arises. There's a time you say yes and there are times you say no. Most of the time, it's overdoing it. But some of the things we do.
Could you say that again? You say most of the times, what happened? Sorry, say that again.
We parents. I say sometimes we overdo things. I don't want to destroy the life of our children. So if you're going to share a child in love and you're not going to chastise that child, you're not going to rebuke that child, you're not going to discipline that child, then you don't love. And you're spoiling the child. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. She says, love says yes. Love says no. Love rebukes. Love corrects. All right. Hello. I'm sure the phone lines are good. So keep those calls coming. 070-0923-0923. 070-0923-0923. And if you want to send a message, you can send it via WhatsApp or you can send an SMS to 0809-030-6416. All right. So this message here on WhatsApp says, spoil is a subjective term. There's no need to subject children to unnecessary suffering or inflict a scarcity mindset or abuse on them before they can have sense or before they can know some people in this world as suffering. It is possible for someone to be brought up with love and abundance, yet they'll still be disciplined, kind, and productive human beings. Some people that were parented out of survival instead of love don't heal. So they tend to be the ones that exhibit trenches, scarcity, wicked behavior from teenage to adulthood, causing problems for everyone. I heard a man shouting at his teenage son that love doesn't exist. No woman can care. He should ignore his looks and focus solely on money, even if he hurts people. That man, who is literally cats and dogs with his wife, will claim he's just telling his son real life. If that boy meets a lady who was parented out of love, he will make her suffer as he will keep making her prove that she loves him for him. May God and the universe be kind to me and not let my children cross paths with or fall in love with those raised to believe abuse and trauma equals discipline. What's your name? You didn't tell me your name. All right. So back to the question again. How can parents draw the line between loving their children and spoiling them? That's the question, and that's what we're discussing right here on the Sunny Side. How? We've established that love is a good thing, love is important, and that children thrive in a loving environment or in an environment where love exists, where there is love in abundance. But how do we draw that line between loving the child and spoiling the child? Hello?
Yeah, good afternoon, first time.
Good afternoon, what's your name?
Emma from Rumokuta.
All right, Emma, I'm listening.
We said that the love of parents should be unlimited on their children. Number one, parents should provide the food for their children provide clothes, provide education, and make sure that they watch over them so that some environmental harmful objects and activities will not harm them. So that reptiles and sleeping things will not equally harm them. Because children are not yet too conscious of what happens around them. So it is a duty of parents to put their eyes on them, monitor how they move, and also monitor how their activities are. Conclusively, I am saying that parents should equally make sure that their children do not misbehave. Because when our children, when they are into things that are bad, as a parent, we should be able to correct them. Tell them what they have done is bad. When they do good, we tell them what they have done is good. That will help them to grow and become reasonable children and reasonable men and women tomorrow. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Ima from Rumokoro. All right. Anne says, good afternoon, presenter. Parents want to give their children everything. They give them liberty to go out and come back home without time limit. Watching of cartoons doesn't have time even when school is in session, which is wrong. In my house, the children respect their grandma, my mom, more than their parents, because as long as she is concerned, there is time for everything. Parents should love, but should not compromise what is wrong. All right, thank you very much, Anne. So from what Anne has sent in is the answer to my question, how parents can draw a line between loving their children and spoiling them. Anne says it's by allocating time for everything and letting the child know there's a time for everything. 070-0923-0923. Time to eat. Time to play. Time to read. Time to watch cartoon. Time to shout. And time to be quiet. There's a time for everything. So how, as a parent, or as an individual who has observed what's been happening in our society, how do you suggest parents draw the line between spoiling, loving their children and spoiling them? Hello?
Hello, good afternoon, Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon, what's your name, please?
My good sister, good afternoon. This is Dakuku from Apoke Chi, the first one of Chi.
Dakuku, you're welcome.
What they are talking about, these people are talking, I'm very, very interesting. And this very, very interesting topic, which is supposed to be seen over it, is good. That's the duty of the parents that has a child to do. It's another way to raise the child up to become something. I get my point.
Yeah.
The parents have the desire, their duty to provide food, all amenities, shelter, and safe clothes for the children, and to even for education. Who want to go to education, they have to give them handwork or business so that they can grow and become something. I get my point. Most of you having child, you having children, you can't give him a good education or other things, which is not good. That's message today in our society will be constant. Most of them have 10, 20, but they don't know how to take care of the children. Is that the way? If you have one or two, you're able to make sure you raise that one and they become something. That's the only thing we can do. I'm getting your point. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. So Dakuku just brought my attention to another angle to this conversation. So you can spoil your child by not making available the things they require. Let's go back to the meaning of spoil so that I can buttress my point with that. Spoil. Harm the character of someone. Harm the character of someone. All right? Yeah, I'm leaving the part where it says it's by being too lenient or indulgent. So I'm going to add by not providing what they need. So the character of a child could be harmed in that aspect, in that the child begins to go a begging, becomes a bigger, bigger child, or begins to steal. Why? Because there's nothing in the house. There's nothing at home. Except lack. And actually nothing. And poverty. And sometimes it's not even that these people don't have money. Oh, some people are just amazing. They have the money. But there's a special kind of spirit of stinginess. Yeah, that I've seen in some people. That stinginess is like it was made into some kind of jollof with wickedness and hard-heartedness. They have the money. They're seeing the money. But their family do not benefit from what they are seeing, what they are touching, what they are getting. So these children's character becomes harmed in that they cannot have their basic needs met, and so they start sourcing for those things by themselves. And when a child is the one who's taking care of himself, I wonder what he's going to do. So you harm the character of that child, a child who ordinarily shouldn't be begging people for food, for maybe snacks, becomes a beggar. You've harmed that child's character. Why? Because you have chosen to withhold too much what they ought to have. Thank you, Dakuku, for calling. Really? I really didn't think about it that way, but yeah. Listening to him actually brought that perspective to this conversation. Good afternoon, presenter. There is nothing like too much love when it comes to bringing up a child. It's just an expression used to illustrate over pampering of a child when he or she is wrong. All right. And you said children imitate what they see more often. So as a parent, you need to lead by example. Show love when it's needed and show discipline when necessary as well. My name is Enwa Enwa from Eleka here. All right, thank you very much. Engineer Kingsley says, good afternoon, Constance. The line is discipline. Parents should make sure that their children respects and keeps norms of their homes. Always sit them down. Have discussions with them. Tell them motivational stories. All right, Eric, thank you very much. Okay, you will have to call back, please. Hello? Good afternoon.
Hello.
Good afternoon. It's the Sunny Side. What's your name?
My name is Arnold from Port Harcourt.
All right. Welcome, Arnold. We're listening.
Okay. For me, somebody said talk about time. Somebody talked about resources. Mm-hmm. For me, I go for desperately. For you to be disciplined, you must know what to discipline a child on or what not to. And it has to do with maturity as well. You might find some people will just go into marriage for the sake of, oh, I love this person loves me. And they start making children without having the necessary ingredients for them to bring up their children. Because sometimes you may think that, oh, they are adults, they know everything. And at the end of the day, you discover that even that thing they think they know, they don't know it. For instance, I'm using a yard member for example. He had a mother-in-law that was a teacher. And when the mother-in-law came from Mugo, he saw that how the children had behaved. And he tried to put put on the ground to make sure that the children are doing the same. Plus, the woman took offense. I saw her she was brought up. It becomes an issue. So it's important, yes, to raise children is important, but what is important, most important is for you to have a discipline, and it has to actually bring up the child. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you. So discipline, he says. Discipline. All right? So you love the child, but, like one of the callers said, love says yes, love says no. Love corrects, love rebukes. Love shows the way. Love leads by example. You don't shut your child up when they are talking anyhow, and yet you talk anyhow. Yeah, you say you are the adult, but you don't have respect even for yourself, and yet you want your kids, I don't know, to develop respect from where? How? So how do you draw the line between loving your children and spoiling them? So in providing for your children, in protecting your children, in raising your children, you have to be on the lookout to ensure that you're not overdoing things. Oh boy. All right, you have to call back. We have a few minutes on the clock. 070-0923-0923. 070-0923-0923. And then remember, 3 p.m., we have the news. Of course, Rivers Today, after which Dayo will be here for Hard Facts. So, a research is saying that parents should be more concerned with whether they are being attentive enough than with whether they are being too attentive. Attentive enough than whether you are being too attentive, whether to the needs of your children or to just your children. You know, are you being attentive enough to realize that this child is becoming manipulative right now? Yeah. If you're being too attentive, it means for every time the child makes a sound, you are at their beck and call. You are there to find out what's happening. And trust me, some people actually do not know, but kids are really smart. You might be thinking, what does this one know now? Just a toddler. Don't worry. They understand what they understand, and they begin to manipulate you. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Afternoon. I'm John by name.
All right, John. I'm listening.
Women spoil or parents spoil their children by making too much noise. Even when you are trying to correct your child, you start to go above. Some women, they look for their children, telling them to find. When there is not justification for that, and those things return to spoil. So, if that attitude.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry. Had to cut you off there. Your line is breaking. I couldn't even piece together what you said so far. Hello?
Good afternoon, Costa.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Roundface Fraud Making.
All right, please go on, Roundface.
Okay, there's a saying that says, spare the rod and spoil the child. They also say that when you beat a child with the right hand, you throw the child back with the left hand. You see, there is a boy I used to know. Whenever somebody enters our shop, he would like to open the bag or whatever the person calls me, to know what is inside. And if eventually it's food that the person wants to eat, the child will go to the person and the people and the food want to eat. and the mom will be there and keep quiet. And when they go out, the child practice that kind of thing. You see, when you start shouting for the child, when the child does such a thing, and he beats that child or shout on that child, next time that child will not do that kind of thing. That is time to love and time to correct. What's right, that is time I play with my children. But when they go for street, I have to be street. When they do anything wrong, I question them there immediately. So that is that. And we the parents, the way we buy things for children is good. But at times, when the money is not there, they see other children eating it outside. Daddy, I want this. Immediately where they see the children eating it, you have to caution them. Anything I don't give you, don't demand for it outside. When we get home, do it. There is a child the other day, the child was eating meat pie. After eating the meat pie and this thing, they were passing, see, bole. We are another woman with the children are eating bole. The child just run away from the mother home to where the woman was eating bole. And the woman was laughing, and our children, and so they behave when they grow, they will know. They thought they were the good things. They correct the children immediately. Case of next time.
All right, thank you very much, Round Face. And of course, that's where we draw the curtain on today's Sunny Side. Thank you very much for being a part of the conversation so far. The news comes up at 3 p.m. and after that, Hard Facts. Remember to follow us on social media, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH on Facebook, Nigeria Info FM underscore PH for Instagram, and Nigeria Info PH for Twitter. I, Constance Mega, for Twitter.